Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Josh Vesey Gavis podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. My name is Josh Vesey Gavis. I help men to transform their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today I want to talk about one thing that you should be doing as a single man to help you actually find a good woman, to prepare you to find a good woman, to prepare you to be the masculine type of man that you need to be in order to attract the right type of woman for you. Okay. Now, this is something that I did back in my dating life. And back when I was younger, I was terrible at dating. And that's kind of my story. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but basically I went from not even being able to get a text back from a woman to teaching myself how to date, developing my own dating system. You can get my whole dating system in my course, which you can find a link to down in the description. And it'll take you through all of the steps that I went through to go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life, figuring out how to go from being the kind of guy who couldn't even get women to pay attention to me to becoming the type of guy who could write my own dating check and have whatever kind of dating life I wanted. And this principle is really important for single guys who maybe are not quite sure where to start in their journey to become high-value, masculine, attractive men, the types of men who women actually not only want, but respect and even pursue, as opposed to, you know, being the type of guy who has to constantly compete for women's attention or try to get women to pay attention to him. And here's the key, and it's really one thing. If you're single and you don't have a partner right now, and even better, if you don't have any dating prospects. Now, this might sound weird, but if you're not talking to anyone, you know, if you just have zero prospects, you know, zero matches, zero women texting you, zero women trying to hang out with you, this actually works even better. You can still do this if you're talking to some women, but if you're starting at absolutely ground zero, this is a great time to do this. In fact, in your mind, you should frame it as ground zero. You should think of it as a reset when you actually perform the step. But what you want to do is this. You want to think about yourself 10 years down the road. You want to think about what kind of man you want to be, and you want to get out a piece of paper and you want to write down all of the important things you want to be. You should really cover all 9 of the vital life domains. And what I mean by that is you should cover what you want your mentality to be like. You should cover what kind of money you want to be making. You should cover what kind of leader you want to be. You should cover what kind of values, what kind of code you want to be living by. You want to think about what you want your body to look like, what you want your physical performance to be like. You want to think about your skills, what you want to have learned, okay? You want to be thinking about what kind of life you want to have, what kind of house you want to have, what kind of family you want to have, okay? This is really important, and you should write down as much of this as you can. Now, a lot of people will think, well, I'll just think about it, but they're going to miss a huge part of the magic of this approach by not writing it down, because something happens when you write things down. When you write things down, you begin turning what is in your imagination into reality because you're actually taking action to do it. A lot of people just get hung up thinking, dreaming, hoping, not doing. You have to do if you want to create. You have to do if you want to achieve. Writing it down is the first step. So get out a piece of paper. At first, you can start very simple. Just sketch what you want your life to look like, but you should really sketch what you want your whole life to look like in depth in all of the vital life domains that matter. And if you want to learn more about the vital life domains, download my free ebook. I go through all 9 of them in there. You can find the link in the description. But what you really want to do is take this sketch, this rough, you know, outline of what you want your life to look like. And first of all, you should use it as a template for where you want to be and for your own self-development. But in your dating life, what you should do is you should take this and you should think to yourself, what kind of woman would be ideal for this type of life? What kind of qualities would she have? What kind of strengths would she have? What kind of person would she need to be? What kind of education would she need to have? What kind of habits would she need to have? Like, what kind of beliefs, characteristics, values, standards? You know, what kind of mindset does she need to have? You know, what kind of life trajectory should she be on? Okay, and you want to think about this and you want to create another rough draft of what this woman is like. This is very important. And then you need to do one more step and back engineer what types of things would be important to this woman. And then you compare that to your list of things, and that's how you close the gaps and you really solidify what you want for your future. And this helps you to do something that's really important. This helps you to visualize what kind of personal development you need to be moving toward to get the kind of relationship you want. And what this is really going to do in the day-to-day process is it's going to look like this. It's going to be a lot of you writing down your goals, and you should make a list of goals that you extrapolate from this process, and you should write down the fine bullet points of it every single day. This is so powerful. I cannot tell you how writing down goals will change your life. But as you write down these goals, and then you work on developing yourself in all the ways that matter to reach the target of what kind of man you want to be in the future. And this is a very masculine thing to do, by the way. Masculine men plan ahead and they forge themselves into something amazing. This is what real men do. Nowadays, a lot of men are not living in a masculine frame. A lot of men are just tossed and turned by their emotions, and they're living more like women. They're living in a feminized worldview, and this is very damaging to their attraction and to their success. But as you write down these things, you will begin making real the process of becoming that masculine, high-value man that you have planned out, the type of man that your ideal woman would be looking for. And this is a very in-depth back engineering process that will empower you to level up much faster in the ways that matter most, rather than just hoping willy-nilly, you know, buying a new shirt, trying a new pickup line. This is much deeper masculine work, and this should be done before you really begin your dating journey. Doing this kind of foundational work will equip you to become the man you need to be to achieve the kind of life you want, which will attract the type of woman you should probably be with, a high value woman with a lot to offer. Do this if you want to actually crush your life and create an incredible masculine legacy for yourself, and if you want high value women to really see you as being something worthwhile and take it seriously. Make it real to yourself by living it out every day and moving toward the goals and actually doing the work. And you'll be amazed at how that will have massive positive repercussions on your dating life. All right, that's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Sagafis signing off.